It's very important for you to find and practice a way to go within. And the spiritual body usually does that through prayer. Prayer is an earnest, humble, and sincere request to God. Also included in prayer are praise, thanksgiving, compassion, gratitude, repentance, confession, and forgiveness. Greg Braden, in his book, The Isaiah Effect, says that prayer is the union of thought, feeling, and emotion, that it represents our opportunity to speak the language of change in our world as well as in our bodies. And when he was asked, why prayer? He simply replied, prayer is to us as water is to the seed of a plant. He goes on to say that the seed of a plant is whole and complete unto itself, that under the right conditions, a seed may exist for hundreds of years simply as a seed, a rigid shell protecting a greater possibility. Only in the presence of water will the seed realize the greatest expression of its life. Such is prayer. For some people, prayer is simply a recitation of verses, and meditation is more of an esoteric practice. The fact is, when prayer is done from the spirit, then it takes on a different meaning that is more in line with healing contemplative meditation and connects more directly and deeply with source energy and the divine therapist, one and the same. The benefits received by praying go hand in hand with those received by meditating. They both involve basically the same function. In prayer, we close our eyes, breathe softly, quiet the mind, bow our heads, and talk to God, hoping that God will hear us and answer our prayers. In meditation, we close our eyes, take a deep breath, relax our body and mind, and project images out into the subjective spiritual realm in hopes that the universe and universal energies will respond and conform to our images and manifest them. Whether you're using prayer, meditation, or both, it is important for you to have a sincere desire to reach your goals or solve your problems, a sincere desire to heal, a sincere desire to search deep within yourself as to what stirs you inside and bring it forth fearlessly and conquer each of those fears one by one until you manifest true health. We must remember that all spiritual illness is due to fears attached to things such as money, image, position, and recognition, just to name a few. In addition, your intention must be clear, one with integrity and with no hidden agendas. With a sincere desire to make good things happen that you support with positive thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and behaviors, then both prayer and meditation will work for you to achieve the level of health that you so desire. We also need to remember that when we feel most vulnerable or weak, that we can always rely on inspiration. Inspiration is a divine influence upon human beings. It is stimulus that leads to creative thought or action. The root of the word inspire has to do with taking in, breath, and spirit. It implies that inspiration has an animating effect on a person. It is the ability to influence, motivate, and impel a person towards some creative or effective effort. When inspired, one is aroused in the spirit, mind, and emotions in a unique way so as to produce a special feeling or thought, such as strength, courage, determination, kindness, or love. Inspiration is to be in spirit, to be one with our Creator. Any anything that comes to you and into you through the senses, both physical and mental, can be a source of inspiration. By entering a place of worship and feeling the unique energy that radiates within, you can become inspired enough to pray. Tasting a tiny but delectable morsel of food can be enough to inspire you to create an incredible feast. Smelling the sweet scent of flowers can inspire you to create a beautiful arrangement. Hearing about the pain and suffering of children living in faraway lands can inspire you to be charitable. Reading and hearing of the great accomplishments of others, such as saints, heroes, artists, actors, family members, and friends, can inspire you into action. Look for inspiration in the strength, commitment, and patience of your significant other, the honesty, curiosity, and forgiving nature of your children, the unconditional love your pets have for you, and the majestic beauty and endurance of large, old trees. Allow your spirit to be lifted and moved by art, nature, and music. Seek and find what will inspire you and move you towards positive thoughts, feelings, and actions. Inspiration strengthens and fuels purpose and is rooted in beauty, truth, and goodness. Another thing we must look into to strengthen and heal the spiritual body is to be of service to others, to be of service to humanity. If what you do is in the service of humanity, you will always have purpose and plenty of work. When you truly and sincerely believe in what you are doing and do everything you can to do it in the best way possible, then you will be rewarded for your work as well. In the beginning stages of your growth, you may be too caught up in your issues, problems, and weaknesses to have the least bit of time or energy for extending a helping hand to others. But you must. Through time, as you persistently tend to your needs in a positive way, you will experience growth and healing. The better you feel about yourself, the less energy you need for your healing and problem solving, and the more energy and desire you will have for helping others through their challenges. It is you who receives the greatest healing energy when you put yourself in a position to help in the healing of others. You are the one who gets healed, probably first on the other, because the energy goes through you as it goes out to others. And that's the beauty of prayer. That's the beauty of meditating and sending images of health and healings towards others. The energy and desire of health and healing for others has to come through you first before you can project it to the other. And in doing that, you're getting the healing energy yourself. It has been noted that people often achieve the greatest and fastest degree of healing when their focus is in projecting healing energy to as many people as possible, because they're constantly experiencing the healing energy for themselves as well. The beauty is that it doesn't matter how you help others, only that you do, openly or quietly. Offer your talents, time, money, resources, or self so that someone else can start their journey towards getting better and better. Your rewards are guaranteed in the form of inner peace, happiness, purpose, meaning, gratification, and yes, healing. In fact, you get to experience abundance of all kinds.